This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. An 84-year-old Florida man remains hospitalized this week after his 54-year-old daughter left him sitting in a recliner for 2 months and hadn't gotten him medical care since January. Pamela Reynolds finally called 911 on July 31st because her father had a rapid heart rate. She told investigators she hadn't seen any of his multiple severe injuries, a sacrum injury, necrotic tissue in his hip, malnourishment, peeling skin, bruises, and bed sores, or that his injuries, beard, fingernails, and feet were covered in filth. Reynolds said that her father would primarily sit and lie down in his recliner chair in front of the television and that she had not moved him since early June. Investigators noted in the police report that Pamela said there were transportation difficulties and that she attempted to take him to the doctor back in April but was unsuccessful and did not attempt again until she had called 911 on July 31st. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said the case was horrific.
I will say that the description of this one and what our the medical staff and the protective services individuals and our deputies in crime scene had to see, witness, describe, document what they had to do in this particular case is probably the worst that I can remember. This includes some maggots in that rotten flesh, feces mixed inside there. And everything is as bad as you can imagine. In fact, it's bad enough to read it. It's bad enough to describe it. Imagine what it would be like to have to live through that when you're the person that's relatively incapacitated.
The elderly man suffered from other health ailments in addition to the abuse heaped on him by the daughter, including diabetes and heart disease. Police said they spoke with him in the hospital, and he was able to confirm he'd been sitting in the recliner for months.
It's hard to comprehend how someone can allow it to get this bad for this long. I think the important part here is that he's going to get the care that he should have gotten months ago.
Reynolds pleaded not guilty to a charge of elder neglect last week. She is being held on a $10,000 bond and has been ordered to have no contact with her father if she is released. Her next court appearance is August 22nd. More crime and justice news after this. An Indiana couple was formally charged with murder this week in the death of a 6-year-old boy. Franklin Elmore Jr., 29, and Cheyenne Elmore, 27, appeared in court on Monday to face the charges for the death of Franklin Elmore's son. The Elmores were arrested last week after the child was rushed to a hospital with traumatic injuries that the boy's father said he caused himself, but an investigation uncovered surveillance video from the boy's playroom that showed his father attacking him before his death. Further court paperwork reveals that Elmore paced around in the yard with his hands on his head before the boy's stepmother, who was in the room during the attack and did nothing, called 911. Emergency room staff did not believe the boy's injuries were self-inflicted, as claimed by his father. They found a brain bleed and a punctured lung, along with bruises and other abrasions all over his body. WNDU further spoke with the boy's biological mother, who lives in Alabama. She told the outlet she had contacted the state's Department of Child Services on multiple occasions because of things her son told her, but they did nothing.
I reported to CPS the things that my son was saying, and I know that they said that they could do nothing because they didn't find any bruises, but when my son tells me that he goes to bed hungry at night when he gets in trouble, I don't care if there's food in that house. There can be $1,000 worth of food in that house. Are they feeding it to him? Is he eating it?
The mother said she had filed a formal report with the state agency, but they allegedly said they found nothing that required action. The agency sent the station a statement saying they were aware of an investigation but providing no information due to an ongoing police investigation or criminal prosecution. A 40-year-old Texas man stands charged with the stabbing death of a 77-year-old grandfather as he rode his bicycle to work earlier this month. Houston police say Aaron Bartholomew Sheehan was booked into the Harris County Jail on Tuesday, charged with murder in the August 7th death of Anibal Patricio Elvir Ortiz. Ortiz was on his way to work at about 5:45 a.m. that morning, riding his bike on a trail along Harrisburg Boulevard. Surveillance video showed the suspect step out from behind a fence and stab Ortiz in the back. Ortiz kept riding for about 10 minutes until he got to work. Once there, he told co-workers that a man hit him on his ride. Then he collapsed. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead.
He rode all the way to work, collapsed at work. They called an ambulance, and he has since passed away at Memorial Hermann Hospital. He might not have realized his injuries were so severe, and he just kept riding his bike, and then eventually he succumbed to his injuries.
Houston Police Sergeant Mark Holbrook gave the sad update that Ortiz succumbed to his injuries. Investigators followed a blood trail back to where they believed the attack took place, and from there found the surveillance video. The suspect was spotted shortly after the stabbing at a mass transit station, and police released images of him asking for help with identification. 5 days later, Sheehan was in custody. Sheehan had recently been released from prison after a plea deal regarding another violent incident where he struck someone with a metal pole. Sheehan was not in court on Wednesday when a judge set his bond at $1 million because he was undergoing a mental health evaluation. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.